For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. A consortium of Native American tribes in Lake and Mendocino counties is asking the public to weigh in on the early phases of an analysis that the Navy is preparing about ongoing offshore activities. The tribes say the testing and training exercises are affecting their ceremonies, their health, and the lives of the creatures that live in the sea. The Navy says these activities are minimal but necessary for military readiness, especially in detecting submarines. I spoke with members of the Intertribal Sinkyone Wilderness Council, which was founded in 1986 in response to industrial logging threats to tribal lands. The council is currently engaged in government-to-government consultations with the Navy about the offshore activities. Here's Hawk Rosales, the council's executive director.
So the Sinkyone Council, as a tribal consortium, has been advocating and fighting for the protection and the healing of these tribal lands and territories since its founding, and also for the revitalization of tribal caretaking in a traditional manner. The effects of the sonar testing and training that the Navy has been conducting, it destroys their navigational abilities, and it greatly affects their hearing and their ability to have a healthy life in the ocean. And also, there are many unknown effects that have not necessarily been measured of the training and testing activities that the Navy undertakes in the marine environment, because no one is actually out there from the public that is allowed to monitor those activities and their impacts.
Rosales also addressed an issue that became increasingly clear as I heard from tribal and naval representatives about this issue.
There is a disconnect, and probably always will be, between traditional knowledge of the caretaking and the environmental balance of these ecosystems and the way Western science looks at them, which is in a very new and limited and, frankly, uninformed often way. And so that is part of the dichotomy of indigenous peoples working with environmental organizations, is that there is this inherent conflict of misunderstanding about how the relationships within nature work.
Priscilla Hunter, one of the founders of the council, spoke about how she believes traditional practices have been affected by military activities.
It's going to affect our seaweed, our fish, all the foods that we have gathered for our foods. My aunt always goes, "Oh, I'd like to have some surfish." She hasn't had any for a couple of years, and she feels it. You know, all our bodies, the Indian people, that's our nourishment. And when we go without seaweed, surfish, the foods that we gather, our bodies suffer. And we believe that any type of training out there will harm all the mammals, plant life, because it's being harmed already. Why add to it?
So what does this training consist of, and where does it take place? I asked John Mosier, an environmental program manager and scientist with the Navy's Pacific Fleet. He's based at Naval Air Station Whitby Island in Washington State.
The thing that I'm curious about today is an environmental impact statement about training and testing in the Northwest Training Range Complex, and especially the area off of the Mendocino Coast. So can you talk about the scope of the training and testing that's taking place in this area?
I can, yes. So this is, it's not a new project, and these are not new activities for the Navy. We do have a broad geographic area. It does extend as far south as a portion of Northern California, and it does extend offshore a great distance, about 250 miles out. In the document, we have specifically said that our activities do not occur in the state waters of California and do not occur any closer to the coast than 12 miles.
So one of the things that is especially sensitive for a lot of people is sonar testing. So can you go into some of the implications of that and the extent of the sonar testing in this area?
The active sonar is the one that you're probably referring to that gets the most attention because it sends out a sound signal underwater. A sound signal, just like other sounds in the water, can be heard by marine species. And depending on what the species is, the effects are different. And we do have a number of protective measures in place while we're using that tool. And I should specify that the main use of that tool, sonar, is to find objects in the water. In our case, very specifically, offense trying to find submarines.
So is the active sonar being used off the coast of Mendocino?
It is to a small extent. So the vast majority of what they do is off the Washington coast. So when they train in areas further south, either off of Oregon or off the Northern California coast, It's usually just training that they're conducting when they're in transit to bases in Southern California.
Hunter believes that some of this information actually supports her opposition to the training in the area.
Because a small percentage of the training and testing is planned for the California offshore area, that area can be avoided entirely with our undermining military readiness. We request that they not do it here. That's our number one priority. You know, the Navy says it's not going to have any effect or harm on the marine life, but we know that's not true, and everyone knows that's not true.
So what are some of the environmental impacts that you discovered in this statement that's going to be forthcoming and some of the mitigation measures that are proposed?
The effects are primarily behavioral disturbance, but we're not authorized and we're not projected to have any mortalities of marine mammals.
I understood that the National Marine Fisheries Service had to give a permit for take, which is animals that can be killed as a result of activities. And so it sounds like you're telling me that there's no take permit. Am I hearing you right?
Well, no. So take has a very broad, different level of effects. It can be as high as mortality, but it can also be as low as just what they call a harassment or just a behavioral disturbance. What we're allowed to do is only an effect that does not kill the animal.
So how can you determine that, since whales especially can go down to really extreme depths? And so I'm wondering how you find out what the effect is.
That's a good question. It's all theoretical, really, because we have a very complex modeling program that's done. It calculates how many would hear the sonar, for example, during a particular activity in a particular area. And in fact, we'll never know exactly how many did hear it and how many were disturbed.
One of the mitigations that we're asking for in our region is for the Navy to avoid areas that are known for migration and breeding seasons for these sea mammals. And this is something that can and should be done to give these animals a chance to be able to continue with their lives in the ocean.
Members of the public who would like more information, including how to comment, can visit nwtteis.com. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.